各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
愿神恩惠与大家同在。
May God's grace be abide with everyone.
我们继续来学习《腓立比书》当中的基督的风范。
And let's continue to study the likeness of Christ in the book of Philippians.
上礼拜一我们谈到基督的谦让。
Last Monday, we talked about the humbleness of the Christ.
我们今天晚上来谈到基督的虚举。
And today, we are going to talk about how the Christ emptied himself.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to a book of Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
The book of Philippians, chapter 2.
第三节，第五节到第七节。
Verse 5 to verse 7.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第七节。
The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5 to
7. 你们当以基督的心为心。第六节。
Verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。第七节。
Verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的形象。我们就用这一节虚举来谈到耶稣基督的虚举。
And let's use this verse, verse 7, made himself nothing as our mutual encouragement for tonight.
我们就从这一节来谈三点。
And from this verse, we can talk about three points.
下个 slide, 就是谈到基督有人的形象。
And first, we would like to talk about Jesus has the imageas a human being.
我们再谈到基督有奴仆的形象。
And we also like to talk about he has this likeness of a servant.
再谈到基督的虚己，我们可以学习到什么。
And then we can talk about when Jesus emptied himself, what we can learn from this process.
下个 slide, 我们来看一看基督他成为人有人的形象。
And when God came intothe flesh, we can see. That's why we can see Jesus carry this form of a human.
这个神来到人间啊，从来不会来到人间变一只动物来到人间。
And from all recordings from the entire Bible, when God came into this world, he never take a form of animal.
所以如果有人说，我们家昨天猪寮里面有一个神在对我讲话。
And if anyone talk to you like this, actually there's a God in a cage was talking to me.
这个都不是神哦，神不会用动物的形象来到人间。
And those cannot be considered as truthful because God never came into this world as and take the form of the animal.
我们人是有神的形象，就是真理、仁义、圣洁。
And all human beings has God's image, which is truth, holiness, and righteousness.
然后神来到人间呢，也是用人的形象来的。
So when God came to this world, he also take this form of human.
所以无论是在旧约啊，神对亚伯拉罕显现，对基甸显现，或是对马挪亚啊，参孙的父母亲来显现啊，都是用人的形状来显现。
So no matter when God manifests himself, to those saints in Old Testament, he all use the form of human.
所以我们今天得到圣灵神的灵也不会说你让你感觉到那个样子好像动物的样子。
So today, even God used the form of the Holy Spirit to reveal something to you, he won't show you this likeness of animals.
我以前谈过在湖南有一个人护鬼他一辈子用肚皮走路。
And back then, I mentioned there's a testimony, I was saying that there was a person who was being possessed,by demon, and he walked with his belly.
因为用肚皮走路所以他肚子这边的伤口从来没有好过，好了又烂，好了又烂。
Because he walked with his belly, that's why all the wounds never heal in that region.
然后在那个见证里面谈到说，一定要人常常跟他在一起，要不然他就要闹自杀。
And in that testimony, people has always be right next to him. Otherwise, he will try to commit suicide.
后来人家把他带到真耶稣教会里面来。
And later on, people brought him to a TJC.
哪一个长老奉耶稣的名把那个鬼赶出去。
And the elder of our church, in the name, cast the demon out in the name of Jesus.
所以你看到那个邪灵来，有时候会让人那个动作好像动物一样。
So sometimes when the evil spirit come upon men, and their gesture would be like an animal.
有一次我们到温哥华去，那里有一个中国的小姐，她说也是啊，人家说她是神经病啊，其实我们有属灵眼光知道她是误会的。
And there's one time when we went to the church in Vancouver, and there was a Miss China.And some people say that she was being possessed by demon.
那我们叫她来教会，我们帮她赶鬼啊。她祷告的情形就是，我们是这样祷告，她两只手举起来，跪下来，就像一只猫的形状在祷告。
And when she was brought into a church and pray with us, when she prayed, she was praying with this gesture of likeness of cat.
后来从她身上赶出三只鬼。
And later on, we cast out three demons.All of this, Miss China.
也很凑巧，他们家刚有三只猫啊。
And in a, maybe it's a coincidence. She also has three cats in his house.
啊，其实她每次一生病啊，她的动作都是猫的动作。
So
抓她姐姐啦，啊，或者是吼叫声音呐，都是像猫的声音呢。
And for some reason, every time when she was ill, she will be act like a cat and try to and scratch or hurt her sisters.
啊，所以我们得到神的圣灵啊，不会是这个样子的。
So we know from this incident, when we have the Holy Spirit, we don't act like this.
所以神来到人间，他以人的样形象来到人间。
So when God comes,
样式。
When God comes into this world, He will take the form of human.
那我们再看以赛亚书53章的第二节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
那神以人的形象来样式来呢？53章第二节特别生长，他特别谈到他生长的一个过程。
And Isaiah chapter 53 specially record how the Christ was raised up.
我们来看53章第二节。
Let's read verse 2 of chapter 53 of book Isaiah.
他在主面前生长如嫩芽，如根出于干地，无瑕形美容。我们看到他的时候，也没有美貌，使我们羡慕他。真不知道耶稣的生长啊，在神面前生长好像嫩芽，就是说他也是从小慢慢长大的。
And here mentioned that he grew up before him like a tender shoot.
所以神来到人间不像中国的神话孙悟空啊，是从石头蹦出来的。
And when Jesus came into this world, wasn't like the story of the Chinese myth.
那神来到人间啊，也不像啊这个亚当被造啊，亚当一来到人间，他就是一个成熟的啊完美的一个个体。
And he wasn't like Adam as well. He wasn't coming in a complete form.
啊，他是有一个圣经上记载，他从婴孩啊，儿童十二岁的时期，然后长大，他是慢慢生长，好像一个嫩芽慢慢生长。
And Jesus was born with certain stage of life. He was born and he also turned to go through teenage.
这路加福音的主题就会谈到耶稣是一个人。
So the main theme of the book of Luke is talk about Jesus is human.
是人，所以他有家谱。
Because he is a human, that's why he has a family tree.
是人，所以要遵守规矩。所以耶稣啊，也守节，耶稣也受割礼，这是人的规矩。是人就应该守规矩。
Because he is a human, that's why he need to be abided with the regulations.
是人就应该孝敬父母亲，所以耶稣十二岁就懂得孝敬父母亲。
As a human, they need to be filial to their parents.
是人就要懂得祷告，所以路加福音记载很多祷告的道理，尤其啊十一章、十八章。
That's why Jesus need to pray as well.
啊，所以我们看到他的生长过程，好像人是慢慢的啊成为一个啊成人。
So those things actually took time and bit by bit, step by step.
那因为是个人，所以他有喜怒哀乐啊啊的一个情感的表现。
Because he's a human, that's why he has emotions.
啊，所以他有时候也会生气。
So that's why sometimes he will be angry.
啊，有时候会肚子饿。
And he will feel hungry.
有时候会口渴。
And feel thirsty.
啊，有时候他实际上讲，他在各样事情上面也同样跟我们一样遇到试探。
So that's why he will be tested in all the matters.
啊，只是他没有犯罪。
The only one thing that's different is he never sinned.
那这样给我们这个人呢、啊，做人提供一个非常好的一个盼望，因为耶稣是人，他没有犯罪，所以今天我们做人，我们有个目标，我们有个可能性。人也可以，就是说，跟耶稣一样，靠着圣灵的帮助啊，过着没有犯罪的生活。
That's why Jesus can be our example because he's a man without sin.
那今天耶这个耶稣的成为人，就是一个虚极啊，神 成道成肉身，这个神成为人这件事情的过程呢，真的很难用我们理智来想象。
So for this process from God turning to man, this is a mysterious process.
所以提摩太书谈到说，这就是近前的奥秘，属神事情的一个很奥秘的事情，我们很难想象的事情。
And this is truly a mystery that only belongs to God.
A godly mystery.
It's godly mystery.
那你可以想象一个无限的神变成一个小 baby 吗？
Can you imagine that the infinite God turning to a baby?
你可以想象一个超越时间空间的神带着肉体，能被时间空间限制住，他一次只能在一个地方出现吗？
Can you imagine that the God which transcends all the time and space, and right now he will be confined into a certain space?
那即使是这样，神也乐意来到人间。
Even though he's still willing to come into this world.
所以保罗才提到说，我们真能了解，很难了解神对人的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That's why Paul had ever said that, it's very hard to imagine how great and deep, God's love is.
当我们到属灵的深处，我们才了解神成为人的样子，这个爱实在是何等的浩大。
Only when we go, deeply into the spirit,then we can understand how great this process was.
我们诸位谁愿意当成一只蚂蚁呢？
Is anyone would like to be an ant?
你想说这个蚂蚁的一个生命是没有手机的，没有电视的，也不晓得什么叫灰机的，然后是在地上爬的，在躲在洞里面的这样的生活。
Can you imagine that an ant doesn't know there's a cell phone, there's no airplane, he can only crawling on the ground?
如果你昨天是个人，今天是个蚂蚁。
What happened if you were a man yesterday and today you are an ant?
那你会是讲说我是蚂蚁的孩子，我是 son of ant 吗？你会是讲这句话吗
？So can you actually proclaim that I'm a son of ants?
那是耶稣基督啊，他是神来到人间，那个人跟蚂蚁的比较很难，这个不足以来形容那个差距哦。不足来形容人跟神的差距，都没有办法这样来比较。
And this contrast between human and an ant is not good enough to portray this gap.
但是神来到人间，却是谦称他是神的儿子，他是人的儿子，他是谈到说他就是 son of man 哦。那我们刚刚提到说，如果你变成蚂蚁，我想你要称自己是 son of ant， 你会觉得这句话讲不太出口。但是耶稣一直重复讲，他就是 son of man， 是人的人子。
But when Jesus came into this world, he was constantly proclaimed that he is the Son of Man.
我们来看箴言第八章三十一节。
Let's turn to a Proverbs.
八章三十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 31.
八章三十一节。
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31.
八章三十一节。踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦住在世人之间。这边谈到耶稣基督他就是智慧他起初是创造世界的工程师。
And here mentioned that Jesus himself is the wisdom itself and exists since the beginning.
但是这边提到说喜悦住在世人之间虽然他神来到人间，可是他却是没有抱怨能够以成为人子作为喜乐，很高兴的成为人的一部分，成为人住在人当中。
Even though he is God coming to this world, however, he is rejoicing in his whole world.
我们就谈到说，就是神虚己虚己做一个人很乐意的做一个人。
And this is the indication God empty himself and be willing to live in this world.
那神来到人间，除了有人的样式他不只是人的样式，圣经特别讲他是奴仆的样式。
Not only he takes this form of human, but at the same time he is a servant as well.
我们看以赛亚书四十二章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十二章第一节。
Chapter 42, verse 1.
四十二章第一节。
Chapter 42, verse 1.
四十二章第一节。第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。第二节。
Verse 2.
他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。旧约在预言耶稣来到人间是以神的仆人的姿势的形象来到人间。
And in the Old Testament, when you describe when Jesus comes into this world, he will take a form of a servant of God.
他要把公义传给外邦。
And he will proclaim his righteousness to Gentile.
他有谦卑的精神传道理。
And he humbled himself and preached the gospel.
仆人就是要听主人的话。
And a servant will definitely listen to his master.
我们来看, 诗篇 123篇 第二节。
Let's turn to Psalm 1-3.
诗篇 123篇 第二节。
Psalm chapter 123 and verse
3. 123篇 第二节。
Oh, verse 2, excuse me.
看啊, 仆人的眼睛怎么样望主人的手。 使女的眼睛怎么样照主母的手，望主母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望主我们神，直到他怜悯我们。这边提到说，仆人的，他的眼睛都是在看主人的手了。
And here mentioned that as I was slave, look to the hand of their master.
使女的眼睛都是看主母的手的，怎么指挥的？
And the eyes of Mary look to the hand of her mistress.
那耶稣虽然跟我们一样做人在世上，可是我们发现到说。 他所做所行的是一直在看天父怎么做，不是自由发挥他的创意跟想象的。
You know, Jesus coming to this world as human, but all the time he's looking, he's thinking what God wants to do.
好像他的行动好像有一点点受到限制一样，就是他都是要看主耶稣做，看天父做什么，他才做的。
Look like he was limited because he had to think and know what God wants to do first.
其实不是受限制，而是他以仆人的，就是在看仆。 以仆人的姿态在看主人怎么样指示他。
That's all because he takes this form of a servant.
我们看约翰福音五章的十九节。 约翰福音五章十九节。
Let's turn to John.
五章十九节。
John chapter 5 verse 15.
耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才做；父所做的，子也照做。”我们看三十节。
Let's read verse 30.
我凭自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判。我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。所以耶稣他做什么是看天父怎么做，他才做。So
Jesus did accordingly, according to what God wanted him to do.
他不照自己的意思做。
And he do not seek for his own will.
但他照天父的意思来做。
And he did according to God's will.
最近 CNN.com 在评论这个培林这位。 这位副总统参选人开始不太听他们党的话了，演讲都不照稿念了，发挥自己的创意。And
recently, the news report, CNN was talking about the candidate of vice president, was not trying to fulfill, his position.
我们人很难，除了你有那个仆人的心态哦，很难想要听别人的，你叫我做什么才做，这个是控制我自己的自由啊。
And a lot of time, it's kind of putting a pressure on yourself and to follow other people's will.
但是耶稣的成功不是在乎他是一个革命，或是一个思想家，或是一个哲学家。耶稣主要的成功在于哪里呢？在于他懂得把自己顺服在天父面前。
And the reason why Jesus succeeded is because he submit himself to God.
做一个真的让我们可以效法的。 一个神的仆人。
And that's why he can be our best example as a servant.
不只是行为，他的言语也是一样哦。
Not only his deeds, but also his speech.
我们来看八章，约翰福音八章的二十六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
八章二十六节到二十八节。
John chapter 8, verse 26 to 28.
八章二十六节到二十八节。
26 to 28.
我有许多事情讲论你们，判断你们。 但那差我来的是真的，我在他那里所听见的，我就传给世人。27节。所以耶稣说：“你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭自己做的。我说这些话，乃是照父所教训我的。” 所以耶稣说话是看父怎么说，他就跟着说呢。So
from here we know Jesus, say things according to God.
这个耶稣不只是讲一次，他在人间讲很多次这样的话。
And Jesus mentioned this statement several times in this world.
我们来看约翰福音十二章的四十九节。
Let's turn to John chapter 12, verse 49.
49 verse 49 and 50. 因为我没有凭自己讲，我有差我来的父已经给我命令。 叫我说什么讲什么，50节。我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我讲的话正是照着父对我说的。所以每一句他讲的话 都是父对他说的。
So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say.
耶稣讲说他的话就是灵，就是生命。
And God said that His words, is the Spirit, is the life.
耶稣说他的话真的可以，好像可以把那个人心啊，那个墙啊，好像大锤把它打碎，它是大有能力的。
And Jesus also, said that His words just like a hammer can, crush the wall.
今天我们传道的人啊，我站在讲台的人就好像是神的仆人一样。
And today the speaker standing on the pulpit just like the servant of God.
如果他真的祷告够，你就会知道他的话语真的是从神来的，是神的声音，不是人的声音。
If the speaker do spend, enough time in prayer, you can realize that, the thing he says is from God.
有些人讲话很有口才的。
And a lot of people do have the eloquence.
那个口才也可以吸引人。
And this eloquence attracts people.
但是真耶稣教会很多传道，他们讲话不是用口才在讲话。
Or a lot of time, our speakers from the church do not rely on their eloquence.
他们是祷告很久很深入，从神领受今天我要讲什么，我应该怎么来讲，你赏赐给我，我就照着把这个话忠实的讲出来。
And they go, deeply into their prayer and receive this revelation from God and then reveal it, to the, audience.
如果知道说原来耶稣的话那么有能力，因为他是从神来的，今天我们这些宗教的讲台有能力，因为他是从圣灵来的。
And eventually you will realize, why the speaker in the church is so powerful because all the things that we receive from God.
我们知道耶稣不只是讲话行事都看父怎么做，像仆人一样，他的主权旨意也都因为耶稣基督把自己的旨意放弃了，造神的旨意，主权享受了主权，把他放弃了，造神给他要做了，他才去做。
Because Jesus gave up all his sovereignty, and his own will, and just only do the things that God instructed him to do.
所以他在世上讲到说，不是你们可以把我捉到，是我自己甘愿把生命舍给你们，你们才有帮我捉到我的。
That's why Jesus said that actually I put myself into your hands, otherwise no one can catch me.
所以他放弃自己。拥有生命的权利，把生命舍去给我们。
So he gave up his own life for our sakes.
其实他也不喜欢喝那一杯苦杯，十字架的苦啊。他不喜欢喝那个苦杯啊。
And definitely he wasn't want to drink, that bitter cup.
但是三次祷告，他都说父啊，虽然我的意思是这样，但是还是照你的意思来行。
However, when he prayed three times, he only asked for, to.Fulfill God's will.
所以他是一个仆人，主人的意思跟他相反，他可以舍弃自己的意思。
That's why he was a servant, even though his will is totally opposite than his master, but he can still give up his own will.
自从文艺复兴以后呢，这个人间这个社会已经成为神为本的社会，成为人为本的社会。
After the Renaissance and, the entire situation, is flipped.
所以现在人都讲我的需要，我的权利到底是什么？
And it used to be God is the highest. Now it turned out to be, we, are the master.
所以常常世上的人就会常我有话要说，连小学生都会我有话要说，都会讲这样的话，
and,
有自己的意见的。
And now even an elementary school student will say, I have something to tell you.
有一次我去这个台湾参加。我们这耶稣教会在台湾有葡萄园工作，就是去小学呀、传福音呐、
And in Taiwan they have a counseling work, in Taiwan so called True Vine.
那我也去帮忙一次。
And I have helped them
once. 刚回到台湾去，我知道，哇，台湾小学生现在也会举手啊，我有话要说，我有话要说啊，可是像他说都是没有，不晓得要说什么，都是没有内容的话，实在是没有内容的话，但是你不叫他手不会放下，我有话要说、啊。
And I just realized actually a lot of students in Taiwan, they raise their hand, want to express their opinion, even though, the opinion is lack of content.
那耶稣基督不只是顺服神的旨意放弃自己的主权，作为神的仆人，他还做人的仆人哦。
So Jesus not only is the servant of God, at the same time he's the servant of man.
我们来看马可福音十章四十五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章四十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
十章四十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
不是吗？我看一下，是不是十章四十五？呀，十章四十五节哈。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。并且舍命做多人的赎价。我们看这节就好。
Let's read this verse.
耶稣来到人间呢，不是要接受人服侍的。
When God comes into this world, it's not to be served by man.
他是来这边帮助人服侍人的。
And Jesus is here to help us to serve us.
所以你看耶稣在世上传福音的时候，如果有人叫他去真的动机纯正，叫他去帮个什么忙，医治赶鬼什么的，耶稣很少拒绝的。
That's why you can see Jesus is willing to help the people if their intention is genuine.
那你看到那个有时候门徒都生气，有那么多人来吵耶稣基督啊，像有人带耶稣来，带孩子来耶稣面前啊，这个门徒就生气了。
Sometimes the gospel will be angry because those people bring a lot of their own burden to Jesus.
那有时候那个一个瞎子啊，一个啊，在耶稣出耶利哥城的时候啊，遇到一个瞎子哦。
And there was one time Jesus left the city of Jericho.
一直喊这个大卫的子孙啊，一直喊帮忙，大家都在生气了。
And there was a blind calling help help.
啊，但是耶稣他真的很有慈心，那是人的仆人，人家有需要，他一定会到。
However, Jesus is full of mercy. When someone calls him for help, he will always be there for them.
所以我们看到耶稣有时候为了服侍人，忙到没有时间吃饭。
So a lot of times Jesus was helping all the people to a point that he did not have time to eat.
家人把他抓住说：“你疯了，你为什么忙到没有时间吃饭呢？”
And someone might try to stop him. Are you crazy? You don't have time to eat.
甚至他要行完人生的路程啊，他真的拿起脸盆啊，用竖起腰来啊。以仆人的样式帮门徒一个个洗脚。
And before he left the world, he even had to wash his disciples' feet.
我们今天做神圣工的人呢，也要有这种仆人的样式。
And today, as a worker of God, we should have the same attitude.
一个传道他开玩笑说，什么叫传道呢？传道的定义就是随传随到。
And someone might joke around saying that what is the meaning of a minister, which means when someone calls, you gotta be there.
这也是我们应该学习的精神啊，这是耶稣仆人的精神。
And that's the exact attitude that we need to have.
那我们再看这个从人到仆人，其实这整个过程都是一个虚己的过程。我们看下个 slide.
Again, from the process as a human to a servant, that is the process.
你看神成为人，成为仆人，成为罪人，成为死人。主耶稣他就是一直的往下走吧。
As you can see, this process: God, human, slave, of a servant, and sinner, and dead man. And this direction is going down.
这个他一直把自己倒出来，一直倒出来。
And he's trying his very best to empty himself.
我们中国话，我们以前说过，就是所谓的“春蚕到死丝方尽，蜡炬成灰泪始干”，就是把生命的最后一滴一个力量哦，最后一口气，统统把它吐出来啊，为了人的平安、喜乐、救恩，把它倒给世人了。
And just like he was trying to squeeze all his energy bit by bit for our sakes.
那我们会知道，其实耶稣的生命不是倒给我们而已，这个 empty 哦，这种虚己啊，把自己倒空这个过程，不只是把它倒出来，我们会知道它是一种打破的过程啊，不是倒的过程而已啊。
And from this process of emptying self, we know it's not only to empty, but at the same time, it has the meaning of breaking as well.
所以每当我们办圣餐那块饼，我们拿起来，我们就想起耶稣说了：“这是我的身体，为你们打破的。”
So that's why every time we have Holy Communion, when the pastor take out the bread, he will say, "This Jesus' body is to break for our sake."
我常在想，为什么主耶稣要我们纪念这个伯大尼、玛利亚打破香膏的事情呢？
And a lot of times I was pondering why.Jesus wants us to remember the incident of Mary.
我们要记得那个香膏不是倒出来的，是把它打破，这不一样哦。
And we remember this fragrance was broken up from the jar.
那打破就是它里面所有的一点一滴啊，都要倒在耶稣身上。如果用倒的，有时候没有倒干净啊，哦。
And we'll know when you sometimes pour something on someone, you might not empty the entire thing.
那耶稣叫我们纪念玛利亚，其实就因为他这个打破这样的一个过程呢，打破香膏这样的过程呢，就让我们想起耶稣基督怎么样为我们打破自己啊。
So in Mary, this incident when he break the jar, that's the significant part that Jesus wants us to remember.
当犹大看到玛利亚打破香膏啊，他就说：“哇，怎么这么浪费？这个香膏可以卖32银子，帮助穷人不是很好吗？”
When Judas saw Maria broke the jar, he was saying, "Why you are being so wasty?"You can sell this thing and to help poor.
我们看到那个经文想要笑。
And sometimes we read up verses, you might want to laugh.
为什么呢？
Why?
玛利亚是从伯大尼来的。
And Maria came from this region of Bethany.
伯大尼什么意思？
And what's the meaning of that place?
伯就是家 ，village。Bethany 就是穷人，那是穷人的家。玛利亚是住在穷人的家，一个穷人的家出来的一个小姐，把她生命当中最重要的，把她奉献给主耶稣。结果犹大说，这个东西应该拿去救助穷人。
And the name of this place, Bethany, is the house or the place for the poor. And but right now, when Judah saw that incident happen, he said, "You should take this money to help the poor."
其实玛利亚就是一个穷人呐。
But Maria herself is the poor.
真的，她虽然没有很多，就是拥有那一瓶香膏，但是她把自己打破，就是为了要把自己 empty himself herself， 就把自己倒进了，把她的爱交在主耶稣身上，就如同主耶稣把自己打破了，把她爱交在我们身上一样。
And all Maria had is that joy, and she broke it up for Jesus, just like Jesus empty himself for us.
这让我们想起那个寡妇的两个铜钱呢。
And this might also remind us the two cents of the widow.
那个铜钱很少的。
And you know, 2 cents is very little.
说不定买一餐都不晓得够不够，我不知道。
I don't even know that amount of money is enough for a meal.
奉献的下一餐说不定就没有东西吃了啦。他耶稣说他把他所有统统奉献了。
Perhaps he will not have any money after she offered.
我们就会觉得哦，穷人哦，很，我们看到现在很多例子都是穷人呐。乐意把自己像耶稣一样打破，倒空了，倒空给主耶稣了。
And in a lot of occasions in Bible, we can see a lot of times those poor people, they are willing to sacrifice themselves for Jesus.
两个铜板跟两块钱跟没有钱其实差不了多少了。
You know, two little coins is just like almost nothing.
但是如果你把叫200万的人哦，有个200万人从不把他奉献出来，这个世界上好像没有这个例子。
However, if you want someone to donate 2 million,You probably can't see anyone like that.
那个财主200万到零，这是一个很大的差距，跟2到零，这是很小的差距。这个，所以很少人真的有办法说，我有200万，我通通把它奉献出来。
And it seems like two coin to nothing is a small gap, but 2 million to 0 is a huge gap. That's why no one want to do that kind of stuff.
那我们要想，我们的天上的神不只有200万哦。
But we didn't know that our God in heaven.Has more than 2 million.
但是他虽然有这么多，他乐意把自己倒尽，把他自己打破，生命最后一滴，统统把他给世人了。哦。
However, he's willing to empty himself, to break himself, even till the last drop of his life.
我们看哥林多后书八章第九节。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
Second Corinthians.
Oh, Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书八章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
八章第九节。
Verse 8.Chapter 8, verse 9.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来是富足的，却为你们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。这边跟我们讲，我们的神原来，我们的主耶稣原来是天上神，他是富足的，他不只有200万那么多，两块钱通通奉献可能容易，真的200万要通通奉献，真的很少人做得到。神是丰盛的，他却倒尽。为我们成为灵了。
And we know Jesus, He is God, He is rich, but He is willing to empty all His stuff for us.
而是我们因为他的贫穷可以成为富足。
That's why we can be rich because His poverty.
所以你看他的生命到最后一刻，他还是一直到他自己，把自己一直打破啊。
So even though till His very end of His life, He still keep breaking Himself.
最后一次的妇女祷告，它的内容是求门徒可以合一的祷告。
And the last prayer, the content of his last prayer is regarding to the unity of his disciples.
最后一个晚餐，他不忘记来帮门徒洗脚。
And in his last supper, he still washing his disciples' feet.
在被打、被审判、被羞辱当中，他懂得很累，没有睡觉，还是懂得回头来见看彼得，让他良心发现，建立他的信心。
When he was beaten up.When he was very tired, he still remembered to turn back and look at Peter.
在往各个他的路上，很多人为他哭。他说，他还劝他们说，不只要你们要为自己跟自己的儿女来哭。
When he is on the way for his crucifixion, a lot of people cry for him, but he turned around and told him, "Cry for yourself and for your descendants."
在十字架上面，他剩下最后几口气，他常常在为别人祷告。
And even till his last couple of breath, he was still praying for other people.
父啊, 他们所做的他们不知道, 你要赦免他们哦。
Father, please, please do not remember their sin.
想到他妈妈没有人照顾, 看你的母亲,
and he still remembered that his mom needs someone to take care of.
所以他真的是把他的生命道尽, 打破了, 为我们打破了, 不只是道尽, 哦。
So he not only emptied himself, but also break himself apart.
啊, 这个就是一个吸取的过程, 真的很值得我们感谢哦, 感激哦, 感动的事情呢。
And this process is very moving and touching, and that is a process of emptying himself.
啊, 所以耶稣的吸取不只是感动我们现在的人, 在古代像保罗, 在腓立比书就行, 就谈到他也是, 啊, 乐意, 啊, 啊, 为神啊, 来, 来牺牲生命啊。
And Jesus was not the only one who was emptying himself, just like Paul and other disciples was also doing the same thing.
我们看腓立比书二章的十七节先哈。二章的十七节，腓立比书。腓立比书，chapter 2，verse 17。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物。 我若被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。保罗说：“我如果被烧了，我被祭坛上烧了，我也是高兴的啦，因为他的生命就是献上的生命，也是一种把自己倒空的生命啊。”
And he also has this spirit of emptying himself, even though or even if he was burned on as a sacrifice.
在三章的我们上次读过哈，三章的七节到九节啊，腓立比书啊。
The verse 7 to 9 of chapter 3 of the Philippians.
应该是说五节到九节了哈。
Actually, verse 5 to 9.
我们来读一下好了哈。
Let's read.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列人，便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。旧律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就法利上的义说我是无可指摘的。只是我先前以我有义的，现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此。 我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。彼得啊，保罗他其实拥其实本来是拥有很多的。And
Paul, he has a lot of possession before.
论教育哦，我们知道他是加玛列门下的。And
He received a very good education because he's a disciple of.
论血统，他是很纯的希伯来人，不是像有 mix 过的这个以色列人呢，或者是不是在外国人生的这个外国，像我们一样，我们是American， 我们是 Chinese American Chinese， 他不是的，他是 纯Jewish的，不是像我们是中国人的美国人，他不是规划的啦。And
he has the pure blood of the Hebrews.
所以他其实你要论什么，他都有相当丰富的在社会上拥有相当丰富的地位跟身份。So
he has a very high status.
但是他为了神，他把这些通通放弃了。However,
for the sake of God, he forsake everything.
因为那是粪土了，对他来讲没有什么。Because
those things are considered as rubbish.
看耶稣基督做至宝。He
considered the Christ as the most precious.
所以他说，其实耶稣基督真的至宝。今天如果生跟死给我选择，我宁愿选择死了。So
that's why one time he said that if there's a choice between to be alive or to be dead, he would like to choose to be dead.
腓立比书一章二十一节，他这样讲。And
in Philippians chapter 5,
一章二十一节
chapter 1 verse 21,
一章二十一节。 因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。二十二节。但我在肉身活着，若是成就功夫的果子，我就不知道该显什么。23。我正在两难之间，情愿离世，与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。24。然后我在肉身活着，是为你们更为要紧。其实生死对他来讲已经不是最重要的了。So
to him, to be alive or dead, or to be dead is not important.
因为他生命已经献上了，已经把它倒空了，为主耶稣已经。
Because he had already offered his life and emptied himself for the sake of Jesus.
如果真的为主耶稣死了还好一点，可以跟主耶稣在一起啊。
If he died for the sake of Jesus, it's even better.
啊，但是他说为活着其实为你们呐。
However, to be alive is for your sake.
啊，所以他活着是为弟兄姐妹在活着的。That's
why I live, for your sake.
所以你看，腓立比书也谈到保罗，他真的是效法基督的，他也把自己舍去了。
So, Paul truly imitated the Jesus Christ, he also emptied himself.
你看另外一个人，他也是一样。腓立比书就谈到消这个啊、这种希己的精神哦。
And in another occasion, the Philippians also
another one, huh? Another person.
Also mention another person.
我们看二章的二十五节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 25.
二十五节到
verse 25.
到三十节哈。
To verse 30.
因此我必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去，他是我弟兄，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需要的。二十六节，他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了。二十七节，他实在是病了，肌肤要死，然而神怜悯他，不但怜悯他，也怜悯我，免得我忧伤加忧。二十八节，所以我夜花急速的打发他去，叫你们再见他可以喜乐，我也可以减少些忧愁。二十九节，故此你们要在主里欢欢喜喜的接待他，并且尊重这样的人。三十节，因为他为基督的功夫，他为做基督的功夫，几乎致死，不顾性命，要补足你们攻击我的不及之处。这是另外一个，虽然我们不是很认识的一个小人物，叫做以巴弗提。
Even though this person might not be insignificant, and we are usually not familiar with this person.
看起来他也没像保罗那么伟大，到处传福音。
Even though he wasn't as great as Paul, preaching everywhere.
他的工作就是要照顾保罗而已了，而且是他是教会派来照顾保罗的。
And his task is to serve Paul.
但是呢，圣经讲说呢，他为主耶稣做的工作几乎要死，他也不顾生命的啦。
However, he risked his life to make up for the help.
所以即使这个小人物，他也是有一种虚己呀、把自己倒空。为神来过生活的一个展示一个非常丰盛的生命啊。
Even though this person is not that important, however, he also has the image of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说这样的人是值得我们敬重的。
And Paul say that this kind of person is worthy for their reverence.
所以今天我们也要学习耶稣基督虚己把自己倒掉的精神哦。
So today we should imitate Christ as well to empty ourselves.
耶稣说，如果有人要为自己留生命的他要丧失生命；但是牺牲生命的呢，他要得到生命啊。
And Jesus ever mentioned that for those who want to save his own life will lose life eventually.
所以当你把它倒空的时候，其实你要得到更多。
So when you empty yourself, eventually you will gain more.
像玛利亚好像把圣灵倒空了，其实我们现在还记得她的名字，她在天国的赏赐是大的。
Just like Maria, she broke the jar, and her name was remembered.
就好像耶稣希己的现在坐在天父的右边。
Just like Jesus sacrificed his life, and now he's sitting right next to God.
得享荣耀哦。
And he is enjoying his
glory. 所以我们不要怕为神受一点点苦啦、
So we don't have to worry that we suffer for our Christ.
礼拜来聚会好像有点辛苦。
And you know, sometimes it might be a little bit hard to make it on Monday service.
在教会打扫好像有点辛苦。
And it's a little bit it's hard to clean.
服侍神服侍人好像有点辛苦。
And it seems like it's pretty difficult to serve God.
但是这种把自己倒掉为神来活的精神啊，会觉得这个不会白会啦。
However, if you had this spirit to sacrifice for God,And that won't go in vain.
其实我常常觉得这是不简单的功课。
And a lot of time, I think that is a very difficult
homework. 我们做人常常会为自己保留一点点。
And sometimes we might try to conserve a little bit for ourselves.
为我的孩子，我保留一点点。
And let's preserve a little bit for us.
为我的家，我保留一点点。
And I try to preserve a little bit for my family.
但是耶稣是道尽哦，道尽。
However, Jesus, he emptied all.
我这次去多米尼加，我听到。我跟一个朋友，就是一位基督徒的朋友在聊天呢。他是耶和华见证人的，我们在跟他传福音呢。
And this one time I went to Dominica, a Republic, and I met a friend over there, and he's from the Jehovah Witness.
他说，你知道吗？他们耶和华见证人哦，有一群人呢，跑到巴西亚马逊河的丛林里面去传福音。
And there are a group of people from the Jehovah Witness. They went into a forest in Brazil.
他们不止去，他们家人都带去。
They not only go by themselves. They even brought their entire family.
后来那些土人把他们先生杀掉了。
And this, in one incident, those native killed the person's husband.
可是个做太太的、做孩子的，没有因为这样报复。我要用爱心来包容、感化这些土人。
However, those wife and sons use their love.Try to influence them.
所以现在在巴西的丛林里面，很多耶和华见证人的信徒啊。
So that's why in this rainforest of
巴西的丛林里面
Brazil, they has already established a lot of churches.
我想世界上真的很多人，他们那种精神很令我们佩服哦，就是 再辛苦，他可以把他生命倒出来给主耶稣基督。
And a lot of time when we heard this, we truly feel very reverent for those people. They are willing to sacrifice their life for the Christ.
我最近听到一个英国传道从非洲回来啊，在英躺到英国的病院里面去了。
And I heard that there's a pastor coming just
三个月的事情吧。
This incident happened last month, and the pastor was hospitalized.
因为得到马拉利亚。
Because the pastor had malaria.
那这也不是他第一次。
And that wasn't his first time as well.
虽然这样，下次被派他还是一样进去。
Even though the situation was very difficult, he still went in.
生命已经倒出来了。
Because he already emptied his life.
这就是虚己。
And that is.To empty
所以盼望我们大家也一起来效法基督吸取的精神。
So let's all imitate and learn from the Jesus that he was willing to empty himself.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
101首。